microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Once again, you are in tune to the freshest, the dopest, the most informed, the most educated, all that good stuff show on the net, wherever you go, terrestrial radio, whatever. I am Jay Love, and beside me is my partner in crime, partner in rhyme, Blaze Rizzoc. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you know how we do. Just get it in the way we do what we do.
And indeed, and before I get, I gotta let something off my chest a little bit, man. I was recently in the San Diego area taking the kids. We went to the zoo. I don't know if you've ever been to the San Diego Zoo, man, but that thing is huge. Huge, huge. I was there for about 8 hours, man.
I haven't been there, but it sounds
it's
crazy.
It's huge. You know, we live in Arizona, so the Phoenix area. So we have the Phoenix Zoo and the World Life Zoo.
Right.
So not too bad. You get it done 2, 3, 4 hours if that. And that's pushing it for me because I'm like the get in and get out type of dude.
Yeah.
So I had to really breathe to be able to stay there for as long as I did. But one of the things we were trying to get some hotel rates, in a hotel for my wife and obviously the boys, and the rates were really skyrocketing. I was wondering why. So when I got there, realized that it was Comic-Con.
Yes.
Comic-Con was in the area. They had a big front page thing. This is obviously a little over a week ago.
Yes.
But the thing is, we went, you and I, for the listeners, you were Blaze and I, we went to Comic-Con. It was one of those trips. Blaze was going, he said, "Yo, Jay, you gotta come with me and check this out." I'm thinking, all right, man, I'll go. It's a big deal. I'll chill with my boy. It's all good. That thing was eye-opening. It was amazing. It was crazy. And it gets bigger every year. So I'm saying, man, we gotta go next year because it's been too long. I mean, I just want to, you know more of that stuff than I do, but I go just for the experience and to hang out with my boy, be by the beach and, you know, see some young ladies in bikinis.
Hey,
but we got to go next year.
But the crazy thing is, it's like the convention has moved further and further from just being comics to being pretty much entertainment in general.
Right.
Because you got a lot of you know, movie properties and Hollywood producers and, you know, big time movies, TV shows, video games, you know, have all these different companies have an immense amount of presence at the Comic-Con now because it's such a big event. So, you know, I think it's going to be dope. I was hoping to have went this year, the event that just passed a couple of weeks ago. But when I looked online, in December, to see if I could, see if I could buy an admission ticket or whatever, they were sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. And the funny thing is they had a little note on the site saying how the tickets had sold out basically within 20 minutes or something insane. So, you know, it's grown, you know, crazy, as it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, it's going to be more difficult up to get those pre tickets and whatnot. And they're trying different things, you know, to get people the ability to go. And you remember when we went, we bought the admission that day, you know, yep, at the place. And then this time they said on here, they were like, no, that's not going down. There will be no on-site registration. So it's crazy. It's something that you got to be, you know, in the media or really, you know, really looking forward to and watching. So, but I think it's going to be dope. And I'm really hoping to be there this coming year.
Well, if you roll, I'm definitely rolling with you, man. I want to check that out. So if I have, sometimes I can be a little bit of a procrastinator on stuff. So I'll definitely try to get on board and put some time to it, do that stuff. So,
absolutely.
And you know, they have the Adult Con this weekend, man. So
I've heard.
So we're gonna get into some music real quick. We're gonna get into Scare Up, California Sunrise, and then Mr. Fab featuring Roach Gigs, Something You'll Never Be. So Scare Up, Mr. Fab featuring Roach Gigs. You listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, another day is dawning, so calming these Cali showers. And comes up against the warm and I'm yawning when daylight pours in. Sunrise chasing night away, rolling in like tidal waves, returning from his hideaway, igniting morning. I soak in summer slow, fun and joke, Cali coast, colorful, take a stroll, beautiful, alluring. Such a privilege, a pleasure, me, I don't settle for less than how much comes up to its measure after touring. State to state, running them laps, paper chase over the map. Cali, she calling me back, it's a sure thing. Like Malibu, Oceanside, Santa Cruz, we can roll. That's right, PCH on our natural high, seagull soaring. Without a cloud in the sky is the limit, and women to fly, living in paradise is never boring. Never been, poor thing. If you visit in the summer, you ain't never gonna wanna leave Cali scorching. Always leaving me, I'm a starving artist, hungry for these Cali seasons. Infatuated with the state of mind, love only deepens. Warm weather is ideal for plating, everyday fun begins. Waters with coral reefs and oceans with sandy beaches. Forests with redwood trees and snow-capped mountains peaking. Rivers and valleys, desert floors mixed with lakes and streams here. So many options, hard to decide how to spend the weekend. Catch a dose of Cali coastline, cruising while the road winds. Shredded like a longboard, easy weaving. Or travel east up to the summit, ride the slopes while the sunlit catching air before the sunset. Bucolic evening. Why not do both? It's possible. Hey, all in a day's work. Cali's awesome, y'all. Maybe skydive, see it all fast while screaming. Or live it slow-mo, relax yourself when just sleeping. Crescent City, perfect hideaway. Good times in Eureka, wishing I could stay longer, but something calling me. Nothing like the bay in the summer, splendid weather filled with dreamy days. Down to 101, chase the sun to Monterey. Take a dip in the Pacific, feel the ocean spray. Continue south, Big Sur, wheels paved the way. Pismo Beach, Santa Barbara, LA. Now that's the city for you. Beauty mixed with gritty. Oh yeah, ain't full of weak-minded. We grind to find what's really so rare. Stuck on that Hollywood, but Venice Beach is sight to see here. LA congested, gotta get away just to see Claire. Newport Beach, LBC, Oceanside, Carlsbad down to San Diego. What a drive. If you up for an adventure, I'm down to ride. Nothing compares to a California sunrise.
Rod 2K. let's go. Excuse me, Mr. Biter, I am tighter than some virgin pearl. Federal, major way, flamboyant, word to Earl. Please don't bring me round your girl, man, I will take her around the world. I dig her down and make her Earl and leave her wetter than a curl. Solo, oh yo, I be moving solo. My brothers, we don't fuck with cops, but we all do drink Robo. I am Mr. Dapper, then, man, all I wear is polo. Don't play with me like you play with yo-yo. Fire starter, flamethrower, doo-doo, game over. Yo, bitch gave me headache, I just call it hangover. Racks on top of racks, on top of racks, Nordstrom. I buy it cause I fly it all, too bad you can't afford them. Rich niggas go shopping all because of boredom. I'm at the mall every day like, let me get some more of them. Ooh, this is something you will never see. And I am something, something that you will never be. Oops, I'm sorry, sorry, I'm something you'll never see. Sorry, sorry, I'm something you'll never be. Oops, I'm sorry, sorry, I'm talking like ever be. Yeah, I'm talking like ever be. I'm something you will never be. Oops, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I am something, something that you'll never be.
Aquafina bottle with no water in it. Roof, roof, the liquor got me dogging bitches. And I don't fuck with pigs, I don't be hogging bitches. My eyes like the sky, got that foggy vision. I'm on stage, all my bro Molly missing. But in a minute, he gon' be better. We gon' see heaven, but it's too early for that. Too much pearl to snatch, too much moolah to make. Hula, that's what she was doing. In her wild with her man, but she gon' lose him. She see my crew in, now she choosing. Like, fuck Becky, give me that Susan, Susan. I'm still a student, Fabius the teacher. Respect it, I come saucy, any way you dress it. And I apologize that you're all my size, but I still do it bigger.
Oops, I'm sorry, sorry, I'm something you'll never see. Oops, I'm sorry, sorry, I'm something you'll never be. Oops, I'm sorry, sorry, I'm talking like ever be. Yeah, I'm talking like ever be. I'm something you will never be. Oops, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Oops, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Oops, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I am something, something that you'll never be.
DJ Rock 2K.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we are back. We just came out of playing a couple of tracks. The Scarab track was from an EP that was a thing recently released. It's a free EP, but anyway, it's about four or five tracks on there. Kind of more of a California type feel. So a lot of the samples on there from artists, whether they were Beach Boys or whatever, that are based on the West Coast. So kind of an interesting little take on that, but wanted to kind of get into a couple things. And for those of you especially listening here in the States that are aware of what's going on as the Democrats and the Republicans and all that stuff try to balance the U.S. budget, I'm not about to get into that type of stuff, but one of the big things that's going on with that is there's just a failure to communicate in the terms of to reach some type of compromise. You think that, you often think that the smartest people in the room should be the ones that should be able to maybe balance a budget, similar to if you compare it to balancing a checkbook, maybe.
Okay, wait.
Okay, go
wait,
ahead.
Wait. The common misconception, okay, and the problem with that concept in relation to the budget, in relation to politics,
okay,
the smartest people in the room are not politicians.
That's part of the problem.
Right?
The perception sometimes is that these people are the smartest people in the room,
they're really not. Right? In a lot of cases, the fast track to being a politician in most cases is performance at another job that nets you a certain amount of income, and being within a certain sect of people, and knowing those certain sect of people, and networking well. I mean, that's really what it comes down. You don't even have to be an intelligent person in the sense of, wow, that guy's really smart. You can be someone who's a good speaker, who has a good concept of logic, who has a decent concept of law or business or something to that effect, and you can be a politician. You also can just be really filthy rich, and everybody loves a rich person because they figure if he's rich, he can make us rich. If he's rich, then everything will be fine. But that isn't always the case because there's so many different expenditures. There's so many different purposes that are there. There's so many different stakeholders. There's so much going on with the government. It's with the government in general, especially a government that is as large as the United States government. and a government with as large a constituency as the United States. So I think it's, I think we all make that misconception, but I figured today we might as well just go ahead and keep it real, because the smartest people in the room are not in the room when it comes to Congress.
Now that leads me to this, though, in terms of making some type of bridge where hip hop is concerned. Oftentimes you get these folks that are the people in charge, whether it's in charge of marketing, whether it's in charge of artist development, which we know really doesn't go on much these days, whether it's the person who's saying we want to be, these people in decision in positions of making decisions. Now, they're the ones making the poor decisions that has hip hop's budget, so to speak, kind of out of whack. When you think of artists, promising artists, I was talking to somebody, a dude that I was chopping it up with this week, and we were trying to talk a little bit about, say, for example, like a Nipsey Hussle. For example, when you think of a year and a half ago, the dude had a decent little buzz. Now, whether it's his arrogance that led to his buzz dying off, whether it was label arrogance trying to shape him into being the new little Snoop, or whatever it is, but these folks are doing I think a lot of people are doing a disservice to hip hop by making these decisions out of whether it's ignorance or whether it's out of hubris that comes into place, thinking that they know better and that there's nobody, that an artist is just an artist or an artist doesn't know, things like that. Just kind of led me to think of some correlations between hip hop's budget, so to speak, being out of whack in terms of artists and good artists and the balance that's out there. Not even the balance, but just a number of quality artists that are out there.
I'm gonna agree, and I'm also gonna disagree. I'm gonna agree, because in essence, hip hop is in a situation similar to the U.S. budget. We do have, in hip hop, as in the U.S. U.S. budgeting process, we have to find a way to please as many different constituents as possible without putting ourselves in a position that we can't win from. Okay, so in that respect, it's very simple. The problem I have, in which I disagree, is we always seem to forget that the product is the artist and or their music. Their music is a product. They are a product. They are a brand underneath a company. And as a business, if this particular product isn't testing well with potential consumers, and all the marketing and research that you can do is giving you a particular feedback, you can't just throw the money at it just to say because somebody might like it. Okay. You know, it's still a very cutthroat thing, because it's a lot of money involved. I know as artists and as lovers of the culture, we like to forget, or maybe don't like to forget, but we often forget that there's a cost behind this stuff, you know?
True.
I mean, this, you know, okay, I'll say it this way. If it costs a dollar to create a CD for one artist, and let's say they make 50,000 CDs, that's $50,000. That's two people's jobs. Right. You know, if you say, you know, two different, you know, assistants of some sort in that company, that's 25 grand a piece. That's two people's jobs right there. And then as listeners or consumers, we like to throw around the idea that, you know, oh, they could put them out. You know, why'd they shelve dude? Well, in some cases, because nobody was feeling dude like we'd like to believe they were. And the Nipsey Hussle that you brought up is a good example. Nipsey Hussle's a dope MC, but how many people are really checking for Nipsey Hussle?
Right.
And even when his buzz was quote unquote buzz was so quote unquote high, who was really checking for Nipsey Hussle except for a small, you know, section of this constituency that if you're pleasing them, you're not getting a big time return on your investment, if at all, and you run the risk of having wasted this amount of money. For what?
Right.
In that respect, I feel like a lot of time the artists aren't positioning themselves to create product that is timeless, classic, not the gay way we use the word classic in hip hop now. Because now every song that comes out that's dope is classic. But I mean, But I mean, we have to look at the quality of the material, the quality of the product that we're putting together, so that people will want to, you know, want to purchase this material. Because no matter what, doesn't matter what type of music it is, or whether it's good hip hop or bad hip hop or pop hip hop or whatever, if it's good and people want it, it will be sold to them. Nobody is stopping the music that people want. That's what we all have to face. If we're doing music that people want, people are going to buy it. The labels are going to put it out. It does not just mean pop music, but it means if there's a significant constituency that's looking for this particular product, that product is going to come out, period. We have to get away from our unrealistic dream world of buzz and who's hot and who's dope and stuff like that as being a precursor to whether this material is worth putting a whole bunch of money into to have, you know, 5 to 10% return.
That's true. I see exactly what you mean. I think you bring up some valid points. Maybe we'll talk about, we'll get a part two on this.
Yes.
Get to a couple songs real quick. So we get into a dude that we think is talented. Sky's Dude, written in the drums. We're gonna bring this song back. Another track. This is called Real MCs by Soul Brother, featuring Black Poet, NYGs, and Crumb Snatcher, and then Wu Gazy, Sweet Release. This is kind of a mashup, so to speak, of Fugazi and some Wu Tang stuff. The Sweet Release. This is like Release Your Delf by Method Man. So yeah. Check this out. So Sky Zoo, Soul Brother, Wu Gazy. We're gonna be back. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on GovCNN.com.
Yes.
Y'all understand what I've been kicking on the contrary. Contrary to the popular and what they all share. I've been sitting where I'm high enough to hit Lamont's ear. Product of Ebonics, but that AP made me balance out the cameras when I handle with a great beat. Handle what I handle when I'm handing you that HD. Homicide driven, but we tripping with a cake beat. Out of line pinning, they was trying to find vision. I was filling in the blanks that was provided by the ignorance. And I be just ignorant, according to the blind. Paper my agenda and the flaws that coincide. Call me proud to be a testament. Proudly he who repping it. Made him understand it through a crowded sea of negligence. Swam against the current. Get from around me if you question it. We be in it till there's nothing left in it. See, it's already written in the drums, so I don't gotta talk to it. But if I should decide to, I'm the one to honor it. If I should decide to, I'm the one they own it. But you know that they'll be on it till I'm gone. See, it's already written in the drums, so I don't gotta talk to it. But if I should decide to, I'm the one to honor it. If I should decide to, I'm the one they own it. But you know that they'll be on it till I'm gone. See, it's already written like I'm Christopher. Corner store literature, in the most literal. Like you don't gotta picture us, know it off the open. You don't gotta front and center us. Motherfuckers doubt until they viewing what attention does. When you was watching me on 106, like how you get up there, I was on a 20-minute call with a billionaire. Boomeranging ideas on how to get my mill in here. Told me get rich or die trying for you finished here. Got it fifth, glued to every word that he would serve. And in return I'm making turns like if he said what better product is. Now I'm just trying to bodie this. Should money bring me loneliness? I'll be here alone counting out like shit a lonely wins. Maybe you ain't know me then, and probably never will. I'm from where everything that matters is a dollar and a pill. So a bottle and emotion is a battle for the kill. It's either that or going bottle up your ills. See, it's already written in the drums, so I don't gotta talk to it. But if I should decide to, I'm the one to honor it. If I should decide to, I'm the one they own it. But you know that they'll be on it till I'm gone. See, it's already written in the drums, so I don't gotta talk to it. But if I should decide to, I'm the one to honor it. If I should decide to, I'm the one they own it. But you know that they'll be on it till I'm gone. See, it's already written and the flow a little different this time. But the wizardry that lyrically assembled this line is like if I'm selling foams, like you could get these on the go. And the weather 20 low and they ain't scheduled till July. And if you figured out that line, then you resemble what resides within the souls of these foams. The worries in the stride, the upscale vandal, the worries put behind. I write on the holla and serve it through lahimes. See, it's already written in the drums, so I don't gotta talk to it. But if I should decide to, I'm the one to honor it. If I should decide to, I'm the one they own it. But you know that they'll be on it till I'm gone. See, it's already written in the drums, so I don't gotta talk to it. But if I should decide to, I'm the one to honor it. If I should decide to, I'm the one they own it. But you know that they'll be on it till I'm gone. See, it's already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's hip hop? Somebody tell me, cause it ain't what I see on BET, and it ain't what I see on MTV. Niggas at the strip clubs throwing their money. Make it rain. We gotta start it all over and regroup. Bring it back right before the shiny suits. Put on your army pants and Timberland boots. Where all my hood chicks? Where all my troops? Remember Naughty by Nature? Remember hip hop before the paper? Now you got a bunch of fools. It's not like when Slick Rick rocked his jewels. Niggas was nice before all the ice. All these new dudes can't even hold a mic right. All they wanna do is show off. I got this, I got that. You know what this costs? That ain't hip hop, nigga. That ain't gonna make the rap game bigger. If you want it, we got it. Just holler. Real rap niggas, the best for your dollars.
Come together like the pieces of a puzzle. Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
New York rappers, bring back the boom back.
Real MCs.
We got that real hip hop. Guess who's back? Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
So brothers. Teach the truth. Get the pimps and the drug dealers out the booth.
I be the cream of the planet. My team won't vanish. Yeah, Spanish. Nah, I'm bugging, yo, I'm Afro-American. Yeah, how you learning can't match my intelligence. Degree say hustler, I'm cut from a different cloth. Run in the office, find the bosses, and piss them off. Talk me to death like they out my league. Ain't gonna spoon feed a nigga that got mouths to feed. I used to ball player, now I entertain ball players. Grown and sexy, Patron or Pepsi. And I don't play gangster, my name ain't Joe Pesci. But disrespect me, face two nines like Dresky. Once no problem, like, oh God, he arrogant. Know how to reach me. Year round management, but they can't cage me, restrain me, don't play me. My demeanor is for Macy's, not from 28th.
We come together like the pieces of a puzzle. Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
New York rappers, bring back the boom back.
Real MCs.
We got that real hip hop. Guess who's back? Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
So brothers, teach the truth. Get the pimps and the drug dealers out the booth.
What's up, Germany? You heard of me. G-boys, other niggas talk G-shit, but they decoys. My bars up, verses up, a man of the world. Plus we pop like the Soul Brothers out in Hamburg. Want us out there, we dippin'. Passports with the chippin'. Come short with the paper and we trippin'. I got love for third bread ass niggas who handle business. Your honorable moves that you make to stack digits. We're caught up in the trenches, death to all snitches. Remember I told you only Jehovah love a witness. My life circumcised, dick out, head up, eyes and ears open. Who you know that's dope with my superhero soundtrack produced by Prince. Solidified the game with only shy on the team. Parties on at the ball, I buy the alcohol. But me, I prefer to touch a house of cannabinol.
We come together like the pieces of a puzzle. Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
New York rappers, bring back the boom back.
Real MCs.
We got that real hip hop. Guess who's back? Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
So brothers, teach the truth. Get the pimps and the drug dealers out the booth.
Another brother with the soul, NYG's Black Pole. KS, internationally known just for the flow. And the squad come thick like Arabian oil. Dirty in the booth like a hands-on soil. Do it for the paper, only see notes speak. Man, we all year round like Primo beats. On fire through the wire, digital or analog. Again, another gem you can add to that catalog. Mine is divine with a nine, I'm a shooting star. Here on earth, call him rap's next avatar, baby bar. It only continues, guess appearances to the sold out venues. Cock back a verse, hit your mind, I spit at ya. I don't write raps, man, I pen out literature. Hip hop's author with the bestseller. Keep your hands to the sky like a nervous bank teller.
We come song together like the pieces of a puzzle. Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
New York rappers, bring back the boom back.
Real MCs.
We got that real hip hop. Guess who's back? Black poet, crumb snatcher.
NYG.
Fucking man, who the legend? Notice that other niggas' rap styles is bogus. Doo-doo, compared to this versatile voodoo. Blazing the stuff that ain't nice, stimulation inside ya. Cause I be that house on provider, providing the rhyme that be deepest the facade and adventure. Niggas need to test they freaking temperature. For the sickness that be spreading with the quickness. Remedies, cousin, I be doing all my enemies. Penalty, then I drink 40s to their memories. Emotion, closer to your town street vicinity. Blood smoke in the air reveals my identity.
Keep it moving, I keep it moving. Keep it moving, baby, we be moving. I keep it I bring it to his whole damn fam. Understand if you frontin' on any man there with the clan, I'll be coming for the headpiece. You can't go for my brother. I bring it to the pole or the mother. Serial killer staff from the gal. Some staff, my people thought you with me where you at. Shit's getting deep in here. I mean, like thick. Niggas looking all in my face like they want dick. It's about to hit the fan, hit the flow. That's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. What is it? Niggas think they bigger because they got their finger on the trigger of a biscuit. They don't know I'm wicked. When I start to kick it, eat they raw sandwich and down with a biscuit. Then I got a snapple. Nigga want the juice, but he don't want the hassle. So we try to overthrow the castle. Then they got the temple. I'm coming to your damn black damn. The rental, call the pistol. God, if you don't want to burn from the clock, then beware. I'm a shot, meaning what? The buck stops here. No more dough will be made unless it's being made by who? What's that rhythm? What's that sound? Party people getting down. When it hit, no doubt it's back. Just
beat it.
And you know we keep it moving. Baby, we be moving. I baby, keep it moving. You know we keep it moving. And keep it moving. Baby, we be moving. And keep it moving. You know we keep it moving. And keep it moving. Baby, we be moving. And keep it moving. You know we keep it moving. And keep it moving. Baby, we be moving. And keep it moving. We keep it moving.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Yo, man. Okay. All right. I think everybody knows our stats pretty much on mixtapes. I don't dislike mixtapes.
I don't like mixtapes.
I just think that if it's creative, I think that if it's the precursor to the street album, to my street album, that's
to my other street album, to the debut album.
That just becomes redundant because you have an artist that'll drop an album in, say, March, and then December they drop a mixtape. February they drop a mixtape, and then the 2 weeks before the album drops, they drop the mixtape so that you can, why would I want to buy an album? Because I got enough to last me as long as I need to last me.
Branching off on that note, you have to admit, right now we are in an obsession. Not recession, not depression. We are in an obsession because now everything is so oversaturated with these artists. You get an artist who comes out, somebody likes one song, then the buzz machine starts working. So, of course, this person has to put out 6 or 7 mixtapes within a year. Why would I want to buy your album?
Yeah.
At that point, I mean, we've had this conversation because we like to get highbrow from time to time on Microphone Masters, but we've talked about theory of diminishing market return. And apparently, no rapper has ever heard that. No rapper has taken high school economics. No rapper whatsoever understands that when you inundate people, when you flood people with your presence, mm-hmm. people are no longer as excited to be in your presence. So every time I turn around and there's a new mixtape and I can't figure out what I should get from you in order to be a fan, then I'm going to stop caring. I'm going to stop paying attention. So then we're in that obsession where everything has to be, I'm buzzing crazy. You know, my buzz is insane and all that, but people still don't care.
I think it makes me think of when I used to go to a friend's house and my grandmother would say, don't go over there every day because you're going to wear out your welcome. Mm-hmm. And so as I got older, that's probably why I am the way I am now. My wife hates it. If I go somewhere, I'm up. I'm bouncing before somebody has a chance to say, all right, dude, we plan on doing some stuff with our family. You mean you want me to bounce? No, I leave beforehand. I want it to be okay for me to come back and acceptable, and maybe even say, hey, where you been? That type of stuff. So I couldn't agree with you more. I mean,
absolutely.
I think I think that happens a lot in hip hop because it's such a I can't think of
accessible.
It's such a strong burn. Because that fire has to burn so bright, so hard, that then once it extinguishes you, it's never to burn again.
But it's also super accessible compared to everything else. Like, if I'm a rock star, or I want to be a rock star, I can't just feel like rapping and make, you know, feel like it, and boom, I got another album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It takes a little more than that. I mean, as an MC myself, it really don't take a lot to make an album. Yeah. You get, you know, you hit up a couple producers, hey, I need a beat. You know, hit up a couple of more producers, hey, I need a beat. You come up with a couple of beats. You sit down for a while and write down some stuff, make sure it sounds right. Record it a couple of times. Mix it down, listen to it a couple more times, and burn that sucker on out. And I mean, when you really get down to it, that's all folks are doing now. On Facebook, it drives me crazy. Because on Facebook, you'll see somebody like, oh, I just got this dope beat from X such and such producer. I'm about to go record it. I'm going to put it up later. What? And I'm sitting there like, so what's the point? Like, I mean, we just like, you know, turn my mic up, son. You know, in the booth, like, oh, I gotta hit the internet with this new track today. I mean, I don't, that's why I'm saying, you know, it's too accessible. It's so accessible. Any idiot now can get down and make an album now. Any idiot can make a mixtape. And I mean, if you let them, you know, on any social network, you let them, they'll run your page to death with advertisements of the next movement, the next label, the next mixtape, the next internet track, the next dope song, the next big buzz. And you get to a point where you like, is any of this true anymore?
Yeah.
That's the other thing, is it kills our credibility as a culture. It kills our credibility as artists, because everybody's so confused as to what the heck the truth is.
Yeah, I hear you there. Because we know people like that. Yo, I gotta drop this song because I gotta. It's like the internet is fiending for it. It's waiting for it.
Hey,
I gotta put this up right now.
When we come back before we do the roll call. Matter of fact, if we run long, the roll call can sit down at the back of the end of the show or something. But when we come back, we actually got to talk about this here song that we're going to play. That the internet is buzzing and that the radio stations are playing too much. That iTunes is giving away for free and just because you pre-ordered the material that everybody's been waiting for. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about it in detail. We're not even going to just do the online hip-hop way of doing things. Because you know, on online hip-hop, everything is either dope or whack. There's nothing in between. Everything is black and white. You're either terrible or you're the bomb. And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that right there. So we're going to play this track. We're not even going to give you a lead as who the track is. But the second track that we're going to play at this period of time is Beta Boss Cellini featuring Juice Lee. It's called Boom. But the first track is the song that everybody's buzzing for. People were trying to steal it, ripping it, throwing tags. When we come back, we're going to get into it. So it is Microphone Masters. Of course, I am Blaze Rock. That's J Love. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds so soulful, don't you agree? I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuntman. I adopted these niggas, Philip Tom and them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself.
Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, so I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lambs. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
It's a rock, don't put no ice in my cup. Only nigga that don't smoke, that be like roll it up. Only nigga that ain't got his chain tucked. Man, look, that's when I pull out that thing and make it go. Yeah, no ugly bitches in my room. No, we not gon' boom. No, I just can't do 'em. 7,000 bucks to make my trunk go. It don't take that much to make my gun go. Pull up to the club, hella chunky like boom. I'm on all the finest drugs, they just hit me like boom. Soldier boy tell him, now he telling them he juice. I wish I consume, I just be like boom. My bitch got a fetish, she can't stay out Jimmy Choo. Me, I got a habit, I just can't stop saying boom. 50 pack of AZ in my ATL, we boom. Blakey, pour that
purple rain and make me feel like boom.
I just do my thing, boom. When I'm with my gang, boom. On the same, boom. Just about every day, boom. My bitches they pay, boom. Your bitches they play, boom. My bitches get paid, boom. My bitches don't play, boom. Yeah, all the bitches say,
boom.
Yeah, all my bitches say,
boom.
Yeah, all your bitches say,
boom.
Yeah, every bitch gon' say,
boom.
Little sexy body, body of a goddess. What you want me do with that?
Boom.
That's not a problem. I need guala. My favorite color, avocado. When she pull up to my condo, Sonic.
Boom.
Like I am Guile. My pockets fat, your pockets look like they got lipo. Baby Shannon Bo got me go.
Boom.
Like I'm a psycho. I've been shopping all day, looking for that.
Boom.
Found a couple different flavors, but I couldn't find that.
Boom.
Bitch niggas talking
wet. Listen, don't say nothing to him. When you see him, just go.
Boom.
I think he said,
boom,
Ray the Barcellini. I used to be a goon. Nigga didn't pay his dues. I be waiting in his room. I be playing with my tool. The kind that go,
boom.
Your bitch think you, my bitch think I'm,
boom.
I'm a schizo. There's no cure for it, so I sip slow like,
boom.
Mix the benzo with the purple and yellow. Then we call it,
boom.
I just do my thing,
boom.
When I'm with my gang,
boom.
We be on the same,
boom.
Just about every day,
boom.
My bitches, they pay,
boom.
Your bitches, they pay,
boom.
My bitches get paid,
boom.
My bitches don't play,
boom.
Yeah, all the bitches say,
boom.
Yeah, all my bitches say,
boom.
Yeah, all your bitches say,
boom.
Yeah. Every bitch gon' say,
juiced up, we smack in my bank, then go
boom.
Smack in, we juiced up, my stoley
boom.
Juiced up, thumbs down, everything
boom.
Mix drugs with more drugs, how you feeling like
boom.
Juiced up, we smack in my bank, then go
boom.
Smack in, we juiced up, my stoley
boom.
Juiced up, thumbs down, everything
boom.
Mix drugs with more drugs, how you feeling like
boom.
I just do my thing,
boom.
When I'm with my gang,
boom.
We be on the same,
boom.
Just about every day,
boom.
My bitches, they pay,
boom.
Your bitches, they pay,
boom.
My bitches get paid,
boom.
My bitches don't play,
boom.
Yeah, all the bitches say,
boom. Snap, boom.
Yeah, all my bitches say,
boom. Snap, boom.
Yeah, all your bitches say,
boom. Snap,
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. That first song that we played, that was the Jay-Z Kanye West. It's called Otis. All right. Now, soon as I remember this is about a week and a half ago, something like that. Uh-huh. I'm going through, looking through my phone, and we ain't gonna talk about what kind of phone I have, Mr. Blaze Rock. You know, I need to be like Beyonce and upgrade myself. Uh-huh. But I'm going through and I see this Otis. They're talking about the Otis track, and then not an hour later, all of a sudden there was the game.
Oh God!
This, and then there was somebody else that did the Otis track. It is inevitable.
Okay.
I'll let you go first. Do your thing.
No, all right. No, because we gonna be branching for a minute. That's why I said to an extent. The roll call might just have to wait. And I mean, for what it's worth, you know you're on WCNN.com, the only place you can find Microphone Masters, as well as a host of other dope radio shows. You know there's ways for you to find us on Twitter. If you like, you can look that up. But back to the issue with the Kanye West and Jay-Z Otis track. Okay, one, I like the song, okay? Two, I do like the song. I don't care. I don't have any problems with the song. Three, the problem I have, though, is everybody's going to be trying to rap over this song.
Yes.
And it's going to piss me off because everybody can't rap on this song. Everybody cannot rock this beat. Everybody does not need to rock this beat. I lost track of the count at this point, but my man, The Game, is the most bipolar, bicoastal, idiot savant there possibly is. 1 minute, I don't do diss tracks. The next day, this fool's on Twitter dropping Mick diss tracks. The next day, I don't diss legends. Jay-Z is a legend. The next day, another diss track to Jay-Z. So then you're like, all right, bro, which one is it at this point? Like, are you just saying stuff to us just so we feel like you saying something so you stay relevant? My man Game has no idea why he's doing what he's doing anymore, I don't believe. And I think he's doing whatever he possibly can in order to come up with ways for people to pay him some attention. He's like that little bitty kid who just keeps jumping up and down and thumping you on the back of the neck just so you'll pay him attention. I need Game to fall back on that track. But back to the track itself. That beat is bananas to me, dude.
Sometimes the vocal sample I think is
a little too loud.
A little too loud.
Yes.
That's what. And it's, don't think that we talked about this before, y'all. This is, we just talking about this right now.
Right, so now, spontaneous.
Spontaneous. So keep going.
Okay. So I'm with you though. When I say when you said, you know, it, sometimes the vocal sample gets a little loud. It's a little overbearing. That one, you know. It could be because, you know, whatever it is, they ride it well. Now, my other thing is, Kanye blacked out on that song. I ain't heard Kanye rap like a rapper in I don't know how long. Dude, I mean, if you've listened to this show, you've heard me say some disparaging comments about Kanye and his thing. When he did that thing, that pisses me off. So when I heard him, I mean, he was snapping on this right here. So I mean, I was happy right there. You know what I'm saying? Once I heard that, I was like, all right. Jay-Z was spitting. I heard some idiot on a forum said some crap like, I don't know what Jay-Z was rapping about. And in my mind, I'm like, so you weren't listening to the song, were you?
Right.
Cause I mean, dude, I'm a fan, but I'm quick to call it when he's rapping terrible. But he was spitting right there.
Yeah.
But we are in 2011, the age of swag. So I mean, and we got, you know, and I know we've been talking about this for a while, but we got to do that episode where it's all just whack songs. All the songs that are terrible, and we just go, you know, just go to clown it. But this song is very dope. You know, and I think that once people stop rapping over it, it'll be that much better.
Yeah, I came across the Jadakiss and Styles P spitting over it. came across Random MC number 59 spitting over it. It's just, it runs it into the ground.
And it gets to the point where you don't even really want to hear the real song, no matter how fresh it is, no matter how dope you think it might be, that you get to the point, you get to the point where you don't even want to hear it anymore, because you're like, oh, these dudes again. Oh, it's not, oh, man.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I almost put together a block of all of just a sampling of the freestyles, and I say that with quotations in the air.
Yeah.
Of the freestyles over the Otis beat.
Hey, let me write my freestyle down real quick. So
goodness.
Let me write my freestyle down so everybody hear my freestyle over Otis. I think, you know what I mean, you know, I'm gonna be a douchebag and I'm gonna say we're gonna do the whole show over the Otis beat. You know? Every break. If you have, and you know what? If you haven't noticed by now, every break is over the Otis beat. I mean, that's the wonders of technology, be it that we obviously pre-record this particular vintage show. So you know that we have the opportunity to make all kinds of changes at the last minute. And that's one of the changes that we can make. We can say, you know what? Hey, everybody else is doing it. You know, everybody else is doing something over the beat. Why don't we do our show over the beat? Bam! You cannot beat that right there.
That's the same thing when you heard, and real quick, we're going to get into a couple of tracks, but the first time you heard that Tupac Back, right?
Yes.
Now, didn't you think, oh, snap, everybody and their mama's like,
yes.
And you just know. As soon as somebody hears it, say, give me the instrumental. Yo, I'm spitting over
it. Snapback's back. Come on, Chris Brown.
J-Lo's
come on, Tiger.
Blaze back.
Everybody back, son. I'm going to do a Chevrolet's back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a Chevy's back. We'll just get a bunch of clips of Chevy cars driving down the road backwards. Like, Chevy's back. No, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm flat. I'm just frustrated with hip hop. We at a point right now where we just do anything for some attention. Like, hey, look at me. I'm better than him on his beat, but he made it. He picked it, and he made it. I don't get it. Hey, I'm riffing right now. Obviously, that's something that I do. I can be kind of ADHD from time to time, but. Two things going into our random segment as well. Number one, I don't know if anybody's heard the Maybach Music Group compilation album called Self Made. And the Maybach Music Group consists of the Boss, Ricky Ross. I swear I wish I had like an on-key sample of his grunt. Nah, the grunt. Huh? You know that one? Yeah. Not, so just every time we say his name, it just, huh. But anyway, him. Meek Mill, Pill, and Wale, and also some appearances by Gunplay, who is quite possibly one of the funniest rappers ever to me, only because he takes himself so serious, yet it's difficult to take him serious, even though everything he's saying is very serious. Anyway, I've been listening to the album because I like stuff like that. And Rick Ross picks the illest beats out of anybody in hip hop right now, bar none.
Right.
Dude has no whack beats on any album he has made. I don't care what nobody, especially since he's gravitated on into his Boss persona. Mm-hmm. Deeper Than Rap is, I mean, sonically, you can just take him off the songs. Take everybody off the songs, just leave the beats and hooks, and it's incredible. Teflon Don, same thing. Beats, hooks, incredible. He's a very competent rapper. So it makes for good albums. Anyway, this compilation. There's a track that I love to death called By Any Means. And it's, oh, the beat is insane. Now, I'm not a fan of Wale. I think he's the boringest, wackest jackass, period. And he has a really stupid voice. So I'm not pleased whenever the dude starts rapping. So on this song, everybody's going with the motif of, or they're going with the metaphors from Malcolm X to Muslims, because the hook references that and etc. So Wale says one of the dumbest A lines ever to me. He says he's trying to reference cocaine, trying to reference crack. Okay, he says. And he's also trying to channel Malcolm X He says, Mr. Reagan brought Plymouth Rock, but we didn't land on Plymouth Rock, Mr. Reagan. But we gonna make it rich off of Plymouth Rock, Mr. Reagan. Somebody needed to tell homeboy. One, those are 30 plus years apart. Period of time. Malcolm X was not speaking in reference to Ronald Reagan. But yes, I get the extension he was trying to create. Rock and crack. Yeah, you're smart, buddy. Except it still didn't make sense. Because you're sitting there going, Plymouth Rock? Nice try. Anyway, get a chance. You know, give that a listen. Give that a listen. That's all I can say is give that a listen.
We're going to get to a couple tracks and come right back. We're going to get into Plato featuring Mr. Dent versus the Black Keys called You Heard. Rod Digger is called Made MC. And we're going to be right back. This is Michael Bogaz's radio show on WNN.com.
Some pillage through a lot of scrimmage. Some of that old back nasty. Want some to nasty me. Smack a rapper back that whack talk and sass me. Procrastinated next week, the cheek turn. Weak burn, chase with ginseng and wheat germ. Got my feet firm, planted on a rock that... Unshakable Mount Zion on top that Old Testamental instrumental. Got dead living lead razor number two pencil. I purposely purpose the incidental on a credit card max to its full potential. Accidental Alamo, I rag this rental. Attracted to this track, so I'm sentimental. I lead past it up, so I blast it simple. And I'm covered for rapping long as I rap it gentle. So let's just enjoy my brand new toy. Bounce the beat on my knee like a baby boy who wanna rattle to the rhythm of a beatbox. Wrote my lyrics on the wall cause my sheet rocks.
I know that you that you want to. And I know that you think that you got to. And I know that you heard what I want to be. But you ain't heard about me. I know that you that you want to. And I know that you think that you got to. And I know that you heard what I want to be. But you ain't heard about me.
The name's Plato. I'm still the best kept secret. But when you're this dope, it's kinda hard to keep it. The beat tried to hold it, but it's bound to leak it. Cause I dry hump Frenched and freaked it. We all make mistakes, and we gon' proudly repeat it. I brought the answer right here, waiting when you need it. You're hungry for the truth, man, it's there if you seek it. Just control alt, delete it. Yo, I'll be the one to lead the revolution. No politics, no constitution. A freedom no man could take introduced in a lyrical spiritual solution. Yo, it feels good when you're chewing the red pill, but now I'm obligated to wake up the dead. Still, it's life in a song. I disguise the topics. It's easier to take with steamed rice and chopsticks. The plot thinks the prophets have told me. The angels sang it to me and my dreams have showed me. It's deep space above me and the clouds below me. Incognito, lonely, like nobody know me.
I know that you that you want to. And I know that you think that you got to. And I know that you heard what I want to be. But you ain't heard about me. I know that you that you want to. And I know that you think that you got to. And I know that you heard what I want to be.
But you ain't heard about me. It don't matter, you can blame it on me. Some pay for it, some get it for free. Some sneak in the door, some pay the fee. Some people rap, some people MC. Yo, it don't matter, you can blame it on me. Some pay for it, some get it for free. Some sneak in the door, some pay the fee. Some people rap, some people MC. A lot of people rap, some people MC. Most people rap, few people MC. Everybody raps, nobody MC. Guess the exception is me.
I know you want to. I know you got to. I know.
What up, Mr. Deal?
You want to. I know you ain't heard about me.
It's Deep Space 5, y'all.
You want to. I know.
God is good.
I know you want to. I know
you ain't heard about
Jah
me.
Jah reigns supreme.
Our sources reveal that MTV has a famous kid who wants to rap but has no thorough knowledge of the hip-hop culture or any of its components. The mission, should you choose to accept, is to transform this young man into a viable artist in 30 days. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Rob.
Once upon a time, not long ago, there lived a little homie who had no flow. He wanted to be famous, be living like a star. He couldn't spit a verse, he couldn't write a bar. The overseer's huddling like, who we gon' call? I said he gon' be spitting if I gotta get involved. I ain't beat for press, see I impeach the press. This 101, yep, from a real G perspective. Nope, not that yabba-dab-do. More grammatical, capital, R-A-H, say it with attitude. Book smart, from the avenue, rap radical, mathematical, type composer like Caribou. Read a motherfucking book, it don't resonate. Call us the dark arts, I'm like Professor Snake. Making magic from the 90s to the present day. And how I do that there, ain't gotta speculate. I show you how to be an MC. I show you how to be an MC. I show you how to be an MC, mother. I show you how to be an MC. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of boom, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. 1, 2, 1, 2, yeah, I show you all how a real MC do. Now little homie just is scratching his head. He said, God, right, but they kind of rapping was dead. I said, boy, we don't die, we multiply, fly. High fives in Dubai, we're most of fly guys. We in the studio now, y'all, peep the scene. It ain't my B-Day, but got a sweet 16. It ain't even my session, but an MC always ready. I look over my shoulder, little homie, awfully edgy, man. Spit some punchlines, metaphors, conjunctions. Staying rambunctious, one take, no punching. Such an icon that's not based on numbers. Me irrelevant shouldn't make those assumptions hard. All the critics and skeptics, your list looked eclectic. Think you better check my press kit, pardon my eclectic. But this a real MC perspective, G, better respect it. I show you how to be an MC. I show you how to be an MC. I show you how to be an MC, mother. I show you how to be an MC. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of boom, a little bit. Back a little bit of that. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, I show you all how a real MC do. And now it's showtime. If this was UFC, I'm talking clothesline. I'm talking tear it down. He talking stage fright. I'm saying Chaplin, trying to be made right. Now bulls by the horn, like you the matador. He shaking in his boots. Boy, what you rapping for? Know what an MC do? We go and face the crowd. When I say rock, y'all say digga. People say it loud. Yo, take command. Now folks sway their hands. Give a little 1, 2, 1, 2. And then bam, everybody in the stands like, yo, that's the jam. Bring it from the diaphragm. Don't need no hype, man. My little pony spitting like a stallion. Taking over 4G networks. Whole spitting battalions. No, it won't be televised. Fist in the air. This live. Fucking MCs. Boom, bye, bye. I show you how to be an MC. I show you how to be an MC. I show you how to be an MC, mother. I show you how to be an MC. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of boom, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, I show you all how a real MC do.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. This is we are in our element. We are in our zone right now. Blaze Rock and J Love. So, yo, man, I got just like a random thing I wanted to throw out there with you and see what you thought about it, because I know you are definitely techie and we are both kind of in tune to the markets and whatnot. I came across an article, and this is not just an article, but something that's already taking place. Nintendo slash the 3DS price. Yes. So all those, and I it wasn't surprising to me, yes, in this sense, because I think there are far too many products that are coming out with trying to take advantage of 3D.
Way too soon.
I don't know why. I don't, for myself, I don't have a desire to run out for 3D related things.
Right.
But they slashed the price.
Right.
And then there, in order to avoid the backlash from some of those early responders, some of those early adopters that went out and bought that 3DS, they kind of gave, I want to say it was maybe $30, $30, $40. They gave away some free downloads for the Nintendo 3DS for some of those early adopters. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Did you kind of see that coming when with the price point that they came out with and all that type of stuff? Just want to get your thoughts.
I wasn't sold on the product when it was first announced. I wasn't sold on the product when it was getting close to being released. I wasn't sold on the product when its price point was announced. I wasn't sold on the product, period. And that obviously could be because I'm not totally sold on 3D. Right. In general, and I'm with you. I don't understand all of a sudden how all these consumer products and consumer electronics companies have just started shoving 3D down people's throats, where there isn't really anything compelling enough to create a market for 3D. They are manufacturing a market in that they're telling people you should get this, but they aren't making a market by making people feel like they need it. There really isn't anything that's significant. The 3DS to me was a gimmick. I don't care what anybody says. I have thought that from day one. And what couples that is, they put it at a price point that's crazy.
Yeah.
And they have no games backing it up. There's hardly anything coming out for it that isn't available for the regular DS that everybody and their mom has three of. So it's really hard to justify that price point. Coupling this with the market conversations we have, Nintendo's president Iwata said he's going to take a 50% salary cut this coming year as a result of the failure of not only 3DS but Nintendo's stock during that period of time. I would love to see the first United States corporation whose president or CEO does something to that effect when their company blows it as a result of their own decision.
Oftentimes, when they're in their bleakest times, they try to slide it under the radar, you'll see those CEOs will give themselves a pay increase.
Yeah, I got a bonus.
Man,
I got a bonus. Funny. Yeah, our company just lost 20% in the market, and we have had less than stellar sales all year. But hey, I got a bonus.
Exactly. Now, it's what's funny is that it's not as if the Nintendo 3DS was priced at $250 and they dropped it to $240.
Yeah.
It was priced at $250 and they dropped it to $170.
Right.
That is crazy.
The worst part is whether people might not know it or notice it, but the reason I think that they went to 170 was because if you go much lower than that, you're in the DSI.
Right.
The DSI is only 149, 159.
So they
didn't have a choice.
One and a half a dozen in the other.
Right, they didn't have a choice but to go there, and I really believe that if they had a choice and they didn't have a product that's selling well or still selling well and still being supported that's only a couple dollars less, they probably would have dropped that price in half.
Yeah, yeah, because that's just, when you drop, for those who either say, what are you talking about Nintendo for? Think about it like this, folks in the music industry. If you have a CD that's selling for $20 and it's not selling, and you drop it to $10, let's say.
Let's say 12.
You're, for one, hoping that your CD sales increase at a pace that will help you to obviously generate more revenue. But from 20 to 12, you're saying that when we put this on the market, it was grossly
overpriced. Exactly.
And now we need to drop it at such a pace because we knew that it was overpriced. So now we need to kind of bring it more into line with what the market will pay for it. That is, so when you think of Nintendo, a billion-dollar company with people who can do market research and analyzations and whatnot, and analysis, I should say, at the drop of a hat, they missed the boat on this, something fierce. And that is just remarkable. And it happens more than you realize. Because in some organizations try to sweep it under the rug and they try to do different things, maybe try to bundle things to try to make up for that, maybe sell it at the same price but put a couple things with it so it's worth that price without having to drop it.
Yes.
But it's definitely something that's notable.
I hear you.
Yeah, so we have come into the end of another excellent episode of Microphone Masters Radio Show. As we said earlier, you know how to get in touch with the show. Just Google Microphone Masters Radio Show and you'll come across all the good stuff. On the way out the door, there's going to be an artist that I came across. His name is Young Plus Another. The track is called Rain. and it is sampling the song, I forget who sang it, but oh, how I wish that it would rain. So it samples that, and it's kind of an interesting little track, interesting to check it out, kind of a somber, kind of thought-provoking track, and so somebody to check for, Young Plus Another. But any last shouts out, Blaze Rock?
Right. That's it.
Well, but on behalf of Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. We'll catch y'all next time. So listen to Young Plus Another, Rain, and check you next time.
Are
you
kidding? Peace.
Every strip club got a diamond in it, right? What is for you? Single black girl lost. Guess who I found her? At the spot, popping pussy dollars all around her. Mother was a fiend and the papa wasn't around her. Damn. Life is sink or swim, shorty looking like a drowner. Plus she got a 5-year-old son around her. Her baby daddy doing a bid for selling powder. Nice. Looking for a cash cow with money in the power. If she would just stop and smell the flowers. She been here for hours, but money make it come. So why the broke niggas throwing one? She just twirling her thumbs like... She said, I'm tired of the bull, I'm just trying to pay for school. And clock a few dollars, why I make these niggas drool? And won't no man love me, that's why it does me. Landlord riffing and tuition don't come cheap. Man, I gotta get it, I'm feeling like I'm doomed. Plus I feel shy with all these niggas in the room. So I take shots, a silver Patron to keep my cool. I wasn't born with a silver spoon and my son turning 6 soon. I'm only 20 years young, so why you throwing ones? I'm just twirling my thumbs like... Yeah, I can feel your pain. I ain't gotta know your name. So if it's Whitney, Tiffany, Tasha, or Shireen, I hope you get what you came for. Treat yourself like a lady, be what you wanna be. Don't let a nigga disrespect you, even if that nigga me. And I mean that, go only talk about this shit because I seen that too many times. Or maybe I'm just bumping gum, so why them niggas throwing one? She just twirling her thumbs like, damn. Hey, let it rain. Lord willing, let it rain. L.I.E. Young. Mixtape I did for me.